pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, let's do it. Tyler's Turd List. And we got to get this thing sponsored so we can say Tyler's Turd List sponsored by, and there's so many great, great potential sponsors.
Dude Wipes would be a great one.
To go with the idea of Tyler's Turd List. But let's start here. Tyler, if you missed it, he is out. He's at the Magic Kingdom enjoying himself. We will step in for him. The bronze for Tyler's Turd List. He goes with Alex Bregman's agent, the notorious Scott Boras, as he says, "Bruh, LOL, this saga needs to end." Just keeping it real professionally is what he has to say is between him and Dana Brown. And this is interesting. I thought the Alex Bregman thing was decided. I thought we had seen that he would move on. And I guess when I think about this, as I see it, I think this turd can go, I don't know, maybe to Bregman, both of them. I thought this would be determined. But do you think this is a situation in which Bregman has a better offer out on the table? Or do you think that what the Astros originally offered is the best thing that he has out there, and that's why this thing hasn't gotten done yet?
Well, I think it's probably one or the other in a sense of the other offers out there have to either not be as long from a year perspective, not be a 6-year or more than a 6-year, or let's say more than enough years above 6 years to make Bregman happy, or the money per year isn't there. For some reason, Scott Boras finds it necessary to entertain the Astros, whether it's legitimately and he's talking to Brown and there are negotiations, or he's just lobbing it out there and he's playing the negotiation game with another team. Either way it goes, the fact that the Astros are so public about this and the offer is out there and the Astros are saying our offer is what it is, we're not changing it. The only reason to bring the Astros back into it is if the Astros are legitimately interested and if Alex Bregman is legitimately interested. This strikes me as hey, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to test the market. The market isn't what Bregman thought it was going to be or what Boras thought it was going to be. And now Bregman's in a spot of, hey, man, is whatever they're offering over and above what the Astros are offering, is that enough for me to go somewhere that doesn't have a proven track record of having great chemistry and playing above your ceiling and winning and a great coaching staff kind of deal, great developmental staff, leaving my city where I've been my whole career? Like, is the hill worth the climb? Or I'm sorry, is the view worth the climb in a new place? To me, that's where this is at with Bregman and Boras. Is this I thought I was leaving the Astros for 2 or 3 more years and 4 or 5 million per more than they've offered, and that's really not the case.
I mean, I agree with Tyler. Scott Boras, Bregman, whoever it is, feel like they've had to crawl back to the Astros. Like that. That is, and with the Astros already making it, feels like they've had to crawl back to the Astros. So Scott Boras, Alex Bregman is Tyler. This is Tyler's Turd List. This is not mine.
I agree with that one, man.
Cool. Yeah, I'm fine with it. He gets the bronze. All right, the silver medal. I clearly believe Tyler did this to try to make me happy, just to make me upset. His silver medal goes to Travis Kelce for flopping in the AFC title game one game after Mahomes flopped in the divisional game versus the Texans. LOL. I'll be honest, I didn't even know there was any flop talk with Travis Kelce until Aaron Rayburn came in and said something the other day. I had missed that flop. And then I went back, I rewatched it, and when he got headbunted by by whoever the defensive player was.
Damar Hamlin.
Yeah, and he and no, it was the other guy.
It was a big line that jumped in.
Now listen, I can't tell. Maybe I'm sure he probably sold a little big. He threw his head back like people do. I don't know, man. But it looked like he came in with a nice little headbutt. I don't know. I'm sure he sold a little bit, got the call, got the flag. But that fool's an idiot for going over there and doing it. That's his silver medal. I clearly don't agree with it.
You don't agree with it?
No. Well,
I'll be damned. I didn't know this was for you to agree
with.
I'm just saying. Yeah, no, look, I saw it, and I knew immediately when it happened. I went, oh, here we go. I know this is going to get attention. I know it's going to get talked about. And the thing is, I think Travis Kelce, he was laughing at himself when he did it. I don't. The guy was going to get a flag, whether it ain't like the flop drew the flag or it wasn't even a flop. It was more, I think it was more just the action.
Do you view that different from as flops? Like a guy walking up, because we see that all the time. A guy come up and do something,
yes,
and sell a call.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I think there's, to me, what changes the game when we're talking about flopping is, in football anyways, like when the league's doing everything they can to protect quarterbacks and now you flop to clout to muddy the waters, to me, that's where, I mean, we're doing a disservice to the game. Like the thought of whether it's a quarterback or not, and you're standing around a pile and you punch a guy in the ribs, not really, but you do something to incite him to push you back and he acts on it and then you flop back over it, like that's almost laughable stuff. Like that's almost like I can't believe you let that guy get you type stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if it's not in the course of action, like that. I can't believe that guy got so mad
that he walked over
at Travis Kelce for taking up for Pat Mahomes that he walked over and even contacted his helmet. To make it, like, what are we doing? What are you doing, you idiot? Like, the in-play stuff is a whole different animal. But when it's that, it's funny to me.
All right, that is improper silver medal to Travis Kelce. For his, you see me on YouTube.
Quote, air quotes.
His flop in the AFC title game. All right, gold medal. And I 100% agree with him. His gold medal goes to head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Liam Coen.
Duval.
Because of that.
Duval.
Like, that's becoming too much. Because he not only did that, there was another video that I saw him do where hell, there was 100, 200 people behind him all doing the Duval. And he, yeah. I mean, I just said, good God.
I thought that one was better. I thought that,
no, that one was better.
That was obviously the Jaguars employees that he was doing it with. The whole thing, though, it wasn't that real smooth, almost trying to be suave type Duval. It was legit just a yell, I think. And everybody yelled it with him.
Yeah, at least they were.
Yeah, I don't. This gold
it was
is,
less nerd alert for him.
Gold is strong here.
You did.
Gold is strong here for him.
I don't know.
I mean, there's a level of like you when
he
you do that
it,
when you do that you got to be stuck. You got, you know, there ain't no doubt. It came off. I'll tell you what. It came off real douchebaggy. Like that. That's it for me. Like he may go on and be a great head coach. But it, when you look at Dan Campbell, like Dan Campbell came off real meatheadish back then. We're talking about biting a knee and all.
Bite
that,
a kneecap
right?
off,
right? Which I know Dan. That's Dan too. That's own brand for him. That doesn't surprise me. I mean, just
take your other
rough
kneecap.
Around the edges, raw. Just yeah. That's
he better be an offensive genius.
Amen. Yes, agreed. This comes. You either got a you do this right here. You got a chance to be real sexy, real cool, or you got a chance to be straight douchebag. And I would say Liam Coen, and I don't even have the Jaguar hate that Tyler just cannot get out of the equation here. I don't care about that part of it.
Duval,
yeah, my man, the head nod, the head, like all he needed to do was wink. All he needed to do was wink, and it was straight creep, man.
He went,
went with the gun too.
The wink and the gun. He has honorable mentions. Honorable mention for me. What's Stewart's first name with the Pistons?
Isaiah Stewart.
Isaiah Stewart.
Tyler would have added him.
Yesterday, Isaiah Stewart, who this ain't his first rodeo, right? He has been here. If you've not seen the video, Thomas Bryant for the Pacers in those bad uniforms they were wearing last night that just say Indy across and doesn't have any of their color scheme. I mean, at least the current one. just there's a rebound going up, and Isaiah Stewart doesn't even. I mean, I guess he turned around to box him out, but he just turns around, dude's at the 3-point line, and just hits him with a forearm shiver to the throat, high chest area. I mean, just took him down. This wasn't no flop. Took him down, and then he gets obviously ejected, but he's on the other end while he's still ejected, as they're looking at the play. And then he's just pointing down to the other side.
Air gun.
To Thomas Bryant. And the look in his eyes don't look like he's about to go pull a Nerf gun out. Like, he's got a look of like, yeah, man, I'm going to be waiting. Like, what are you doing? What the hell are you doing? Take your ass off. I'm not kidding you. I'd suspend his ass 15, 20 games. Because he's a repeat offender. One of his offenses was on LeBron James, which should have got him fired.
I knew there was something behind this.
But for real, you can't like that. You can't have that. I mean, I think
you can't attack LeBron, and you can't shoot air guns.
And you also can't throw shivers.
It looked like a wrestling move.
I mean like Greco-Roman, not WWE, like not one where people didn't know was coming, and you just come down. I mean, he looked in the eyes. He looks nuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
When he's doing it, like
I always say, he's one of them cats. When I see him, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if he ain't killed somebody in the past.
Those of you who have ever seen the movie Juice, he had the crazy looks of Tupac's character Bishop. I'll shoot you and laugh. Yeah. Like I'm just like this. I mean, bro, just don't care. You're standing there. Like he looked like ain't no coach can get to him. Hell, you get him. Hell, I'm not getting him. That's why old Monty Williams left. Get up out of there.